Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, cultivating contentment and happiness. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next big thing, always striving for more? Like there's this invisible finish line we're all sprinting towards, but it keeps moving further away. I totally get it. We live in a world that's obsessed with more stuff, more experiences, more followers, you name it. But here's the truth bomb. True happiness isn't found at the end of some imaginary race. It's cultivated right here, right now, by appreciating what we already have. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us find more contentment and joy in our everyday lives. First up, practice gratitude. Seriously, this is a game changer. Instead of focusing on what you lack, take time each day to appreciate the good stuff, your health, your loved ones, that amazing cup of coffee you just had. You know that feeling when you realize how lucky you are for something simple? That's pure happiness right there. Next, learn to detach from outcomes. This one can be a tough pill to swallow, but hear me out. We often tie our happiness to achieving specific goals or outcomes, getting that promotion, landing the perfect partner, having a picture-perfect life. But what happens when things don't go as planned? We get disappointed, frustrated, even miserable. Instead of clinging to these rigid expectations, try focusing on the journey itself and enjoying the process. Celebrate your small wins along the way, and remember that setbacks are simply opportunities for growth and learning. Third, embrace simplicity. Think Marie Kondo, but for your life. Our modern world is constantly bombarding us with information, options, and distractions. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose sight of what truly matters. Take some time each day to unplug, declutter your space, and focus on the essentials. Spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness, or simply enjoying a quiet evening at home can do wonders for your sense of peace and contentment. Number 4. Cultivate meaningful connections. We are social creatures hardwired for connection. Invest in your relationships with friends and family, nurture those bonds that bring you joy and support. Remember, people who love and care about you are your greatest treasures, cherish them. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have off days, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy that you would offer a dear friend. Forgive yourself for past shortcomings, learn from your experiences, and move forward with grace. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're sitting on your porch swing, enjoying a warm cup of tea, listening to the birds chirping. The sun is shining, the air is fresh, and you feel a deep sense of peace washing over you. You take a moment to appreciate the simple beauty of the world around you, the vibrant flowers blooming in your garden, the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. You are grateful for your health, your loved ones, and the opportunity to experience this peaceful moment. This is contentment. This isn't some utopian dream, it's a state of being that we can cultivate in our everyday lives. By practicing gratitude, detaching from outcomes, embracing simplicity, nurturing connections, and showing ourselves compassion, we can unlock the door to true happiness and fulfillment. So, my friends, I challenge you to make a conscious effort today to bring more contentment into your life. Start small, savor that cup of coffee, take a walk in nature, call a loved one, write down 3 things you're grateful for. Remember, even the smallest actions can have a ripple effect, creating a happier and more fulfilling life for yourself and those around you. And as always, keep building that stoic core. It's the key to unlocking your full potential. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of positivity. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. And join me again tomorrow for another exciting journey into the world of stoicism. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and above all, stay happy.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.